companies that he send a kiss in. Put to a place, a minia disposição. A bomba que quer explodir no jardim. Matar a flor em portal. Eu digo que não. Olhando a menina, pois me vou voltar aos velhos tempos de mim, vestido novo, meu casaco marrom. Tomar a mar a alegria e sair. Bye bye, Cecina Salão. Copacabana está dizendo que sim. Por tua presa, minha disposição. A bomba já quer explodir.
Get to thinking of the past. We swore to each other then our love would surely last. You kept right on loving, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast. But I know from your eye, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and there's only one prayer. I listen all night for your step on the stair. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Oh, sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady love meant her to be. And she's moving her body so brave and so free. If I've got to remember, that's a fine memory. And I know from her eyes, and I know from her smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Thank you.
Good morning.
This is Songs with Words.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard two songs. That was Tonight Will Be Fine by Leonard Cohen and Casaco Marron by Belle and Sebastian.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
It's a morning, guys. It's like...
It's also a shockingly warm morning.
Exactly. And that's what I feel like is making me so upset. It feels like spring.
Off-putting. It's very off-putting. It does
like,
feel like spring.
I wanted to, like, go into, like, the winter market in Boston today and, like, hell no with this weather.
No. It's not winter. What winter market?
I mean, heck no. Sorry.
Anyways,
we're gonna play you another song. We're tired this morning, but we're gonna get our energy up, and we thank you for joining us. And
we're gonna get our funny up and our money up. Not that we're getting paid for this, but spiritual money up.
Okay, next we are gonna hear.
You want to choose one on the fly, or you want me to choose one on the fly? We're looking at my liked songs currently.
I'm really stressed. Suspended from Class by Camera Obscura.
Woohoo!
Thank you. skeletons of cigarettes and empty cans and bottles, and we tear out of the parking lot, the engine at full throttle, and we map to route with all right turns so lights won't get us caught. We got a mess of cash and duffel bags, and every penny's hot. Well, hallelujah.
That was Optimist versus The Silent Alarm, parentheses, When the Saints Go Marching In by Cassiotone for The Painfully Alone.
That's a mouthful.
And Suspended from Class by Camera Obscura, which I did play last time, but it's okay.
And then we just heard Mary by Kara Jackson, and that was a pick from a special guest that we have on who is not that special because he comes on a bit, quite a bit, but he's even more special because he's the most special person in me and Veronica's mutual lives. Me and Veronica's mutual lives.
Our shared life.
Our shared life. He claims the title as the most special person.
What a beautiful introduction. So, hey, special person. Hey, what
so
mic
why
are you
don't
on?
You say hi.
Hi.
Here he is.
That was so flattering. Thank you.
It's Eli.
It's Eli.
Welcome, Eli. Loyal listener.
We talk about Eli at least once every show.
And it's just always a big deal when our most dedicated listeners finally enter the room.
Yeah, completely.
It's an honor.
So this is how the sausage is made.
Yeah. Well, you already know how the sausage is made.
I haven't been on this semester.
Yeah. Are you, when you listen, do you envision us on different sides of the table?
Well, I know that you're not. Okay. From having been here and having heard that you don't do this. But I did think at one point you would have phased it out. But I am
never.
Happy to see that you're
still. Are you kidding?
Never. Yeah, we would never. I don't, like, we're not into that, the dynamic.
People
here.
That, like, have, that do on either side of the table when they're, like, it's a mutual show, like, that power dynamic.
No,
is
it's
crazy.
Really different. Like, when I do my show, Oz and Ends on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Sorry, that was really strange. Me and my co-host Silas are on opposite sides, and we're just on, like, our devices. We're just plugged in, you know?
That's insane.
Yeah.
This is where all of the tea, the drama, the weekly update gets
everything
spilled.
Happens behind the table.
And then, like, whenever it gets really juicy, I look down at the...
Make sure the mic is on.
I look down at the... At the control board, and I'm like, I'm just so worried that one of these days the mic is going to be on.
The mics are hot.
Okay, anyways. Next, we're going to Feed Your Horses by Gregory Alan Isakov.
Have you fed your horses today?
No.
Okay, reminder. Haven't.
Reminder to feed your horses.
PSA comes early to feed your horses.
Okay,
guys, just 2 weeks before I get to go home.
And feed your horses?
And feed my horses!
Yay!
Okay.
The city they say is on fire. You've been searching the big light, searching the skies. You jump to the ballroom in that white wedding gown. I'll feed your horses when you go into town. Say love's a speeding train you gotta catch. You've been searching the subways for the perfect match. You come through the corners of the old lost and found. I'll feed your horses when you're looking around. You know it is. Take this
like saying that the sky ain't blue. And boots weren't made for sitting by the door. Since you don't wanna stay anymore, you can have your space.
Have to look into my eyes. You don't need a secret code. Need to play it, be in spies. And though I may speak to you in tongues, we don't need Rosetta Stone to know how this song is sung. And that what I say is true, yeah, it's true, oh yeah. Thank you.
will the music to my ears, to your ears, to my ears, 'cause what you say is true. Is what I say.
Okay, that was
Cracking Codes by Andrew Bird.
I like this album a lot, and I like it even more because there's another album with the same cover of this painting, The Death of Marat. I don't remember. Oh, it's Death Consciousness. And the album makes me kind of upset. I have, like, stigma against the people who like the album. So...
Interesting.
I like this one a lot better in content and in concept.
Andrew Bird was performing in Boston last year, and I was gonna go with my friend Neo, but... Honestly, I don't know why I didn't, and I kind of regret it to this day. And I think about it sometimes.
Neo's a big Andrew Bird fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe wow. I felt ashamed that my fan, I was not as big as a fan. And then I was like, do I even deserve to go to this Andrew Bird
concert?
Don't
perpetuate that.
No, I'm kidding.
I like that one. Maybe I should know.
There's a good, honestly, might double, maybe I'll keep it a surprise.
but maybe I'll play it. It's PSA time, and our special guest Eli is going to read it for us. Go ahead, Eli.
Listener, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I hated that PSA.
Mm-hmm. Government programs and other malware.
Like... I was just talking to someone about this, but I am really scared of, like, technology and, like, just, like, you know, like, for, like, 4 years in high school, I used to cover up my camera of my school Mac, my school laptop, my Dell laptop, and... Just, like, nobody was hacking into my school laptop when I was 14, but, like, it just was, like, this fear that, like, haunted me, and, like, I don't know. Like, one day I'm gonna, like, become internet famous, and then, like, someone that was watching me through my Dell MacBook in high school is gonna reveal all these horrible things about me, and everything that I always thought would come out came out.
It's just crazy that this is, like, an official PSA. Like, I want to know what kind of person the one who wrote this is.
Yeah. Someone who has a real grip on reality.
So
sure.
True. Yeah.
But you know what? Your personal and private data only has the power to be used against you if you give in to the fear.
Yeah, okay. Okay, next we're going to hear Portland, Oregon by The Cat Meow.
The Cat's Meow.
The Cat's Meow.
Thank you. to do anything on account of me. But when you sat beside me, I could see the scratches on your knees.
I rode the pain. got off and looked up, looked into your eyes. The loss open windows all around, my dark heart lit up the sky. On my knees in fascination, looking through the light, and the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light.
That was Reflections After Jane by The Clientele, and then Reflecting Light by Sam Phillips. So two reflections in there. I love Reflections After Jane. That is one of my favorite songs right now.
Clientele wasn't... I associate them with such a... They were a major turning point for me.
Yeah.
Music-wise.
Yeah.
Underrated, honestly. And I feel like they fit in... many, like, a box with many other artists that mm-hmm. are relevant to people, but
yeah,
don't get enough.
I've been meaning
attention.
To circle back, because when we were talking about what we should play at the open mic, like, we were talking about like Yolo Tango songs and stuff, and then like Jack was talking about Clientele stuff that sounded cool,
yes.
but I didn't know.
You should. Never mind. We don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
let's hear some words.
So this is Songs with Words, and we've been playing quite a few songs, and wait, can we do that background music?
Yes.
Wait, everybody pause.
Do you want
to,
should we
second.
Go from the same album?
No, but I don't want words.
Yeah.
It needs, yeah.
As in, like, should we go from
album,
aka my top album of the year?
Yeah, less.
Saved on my thingy. Imagine I went to the Arts House event dressed like this. Sorry.
let's do. I want. One
we did Mother's Love last time. Homesickness.
Yes,
homesickness is really good.
Because that also matches my poem that I'm gonna read.
Okay.
Okay. Playing it now. All right. So we have some background piano music that's gonna be playing as I read this poem, and this poem is. I can't hear the background piano making. Oh, there we go. Maybe a little bit louder.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, so this poem is one of my favorite winter poems, and I'm gonna read it because I really wish that it was colder out and maybe that it was snowing and so I could get in a Christmas spirit, but instead, it's not. Anyways, this is Horses in Snow by Roberta Hill Whiteman. They are a gift I have wanted again. Wanted one moment in mountains when winter got so cold, the oil froze before it could burn. I chopped ferns of hoar frost from all the windows and peered up at pines, a wedding cake by a baker gone mad. Swirls by the thousand shimmered above me until a cloud lumbered over a ridge, bringing the heavier white of more flurries. I believed it would last, that when you went out to test the black ice or to dig out a Volkswagen filled with rich women, you'd return and we'd sputter like oil. Match after match, warm in the making, Wisconsin's flat farmland never approved. I hid in cornfields far into October, listening to music that whirled from my thumbprint. When sunset played havoc with bright leaves of alders, I never mentioned longing or fear. I crouched like a good refuge in brown creeks and forgot why autumn is harder than spring. But snug on the western slope of that mountain, I'd accept every terror, break open seals, to release love's headwaters to unhurried sunlight. Weren't we big hearts? Through some trick of silver, we held one another, believing each motion the real one. Ah, lover, why were dark sources bundled up in our eyes? Each owned an agate, marbled with anguish, a heart or its echo we barely knew. Lips touching lips, did that break my horizon as much as those horses broke my belief? You drove off and I walked the old road, scolding the doubles that wanted so much. The chestnut mare whinnied a cloud into scrub pine in a windless corner of a corral. Four horses fit like puzzle pieces, their dark eyes and lashes defined by the white. The colt kicked his hind, lopped from the fence, the mares and a stallion galloped behind, lifting and leaping, finding each other in full accord with the earth in their bodies. No harm ever touched them once they cut loose, snorting at flurries, falling again. How little our chances for feeling ourselves. They vanish so quickly, one flick of a tail. Where do mountains and moments begin? I stood a long time in sharpening wind. And that was Horses in Snow by Roberta Hill.
That was beautiful. I remembered why autumn is harder than spring.
Yeah. I love that poem.
A thousand swirls.
That was so beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Roberta.
And I remembered a song that would suit this very well.
All right, so we're moving on from This is Homesickness, Part 1, by...
Oh, it was, yes. I forgot that we were listening to that. By my good friend, Emma Hoy Sege Miriam Jabru. I'm going to figure out how to say her name correctly.
Yeah, I think you should.
Because she deserves it.
And next, we are going to be hearing... The Fox in the Snow by Belle and Sebastian.
Yeah.
Wait. This is our last show.
Is it?
Yeah.
When am I leaving? Wait.
I think I'm leaving next Saturday.
Damn it. Dang it. Shoot. Well, I'm gonna be...
Well, we'll talk about this more.
I'm gonna be homesick for you, Joe.
All right. The Fox in the Snow by Belle and Sebastian.
All right.
Fox in the snow, where do you go to find something you could eat? 'Cause the word out on the street is you are starving. Don't let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself grow cold. Fox in the snow. Where do you go to find someone who will do to tell someone all the truth before it kills you? Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book. What do they know? Read it in a book tonight.
it's fun. At least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, time to take a holiday.
I don't believe everything happens for a reason.
To us romantics out here, that amounts to high treason.
I don't go in for your star-crossed lovers.
In the heart of a skeptic, there's a question that still hovers near.
For it begs the question, how did I ever find you? Now you got me writing love songs that come in a refrain like this one here. Baby,
and all your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another, prelude to your backhanded love song.
It's a question, how did I ever find you drifting gently through the jar of the great Sargasso Sea and that ocean? Got me writing love songs with a common refrain, not this one here. it's time for a handsome little bookend.
Now it's time to tie up all the loose ends.
Am I still a skeptic? Or did you make me a believer?
If you hesitate, you hear the click of the receiver.
In a tailspin with the mistress of the black top. My God, who'd you fool to borrow this race car? I can't get it to start again. There's a pigeon in the fan. Would you lend me a hand? We'll push it up Shamrock and have Joe take a look. They call him Joe by the book, and I trust him. He fixed my grandma's Cadillac. She threw two rods. He didn't even charge her for the block. He accidentally ordered two. Back in 95, ain't much to modify. The engine mounts and manifold, got the parts in the yard. Even winter car, would you yank the wheel real hard? Damn it, Drew, you should get paid to waste my time. You're the professor of a nickel and dime. I'll see you tomorrow. Say hey to the girls. Would you bring me that shirt I lent you?
Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely, they can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans, they love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly, I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom. That was A Blessing by James Wright, over Going Home by Art Tatum. Before that, you heard Joe by the Book by Buck Meek, and Crying by The Cat's Meow, and Left-Handed Kisses by Andrew Bird. And all hour, you have been hearing Songs with Words. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio. We love you. Thank you so much for joining us this whole semester, and maybe we'll see you next Sunday, depending on if I leave by Saturday or not. But maybe we won't, and so I'm going to make this our big goodbye.
We hope you have a happy holiday from ours to yours. We love you so much, and we appreciate your listening. And thank you for being here, Eli. Say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Eli.
Bye. Bye.